Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we are, what we've all been waiting for, the Penguin Colony.
Hello, welcome back to the Exian Theatre Podcast. Another podcast day, another Fringe first-timer. This time, Rebecca Cruikshank speaks to us about researching her one-woman show, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
I am 34 years young, and I've waited all that time to bring a show to the Edinburgh Fringe, and Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is my debut show. It contains weapons, penguins, comedy, and original footage from my time in the Falklands. I used to be in the Royal Air Force, so I thought it would be good to tell people about my experiences as an airwoman in the Royal Air Force, celebrate the friendships that I made there, and shout out about my adventures in the Falkland Islands when I was on a mountain site with 28 blokes and I was the only girl. It's quite interesting because I managed to keep, I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I managed to keep a lot of material from my time in the Royal Air Force. I joined when I was 17 and left when I was 21 in 2001. And a lot of that material has found its way into the show. A lot of the material really kind of informed the process and where the story was going to go. And working alongside my fantastic director, Jessica Beck, and dramaturg, we were able to put together the show that is now Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, debuting on the Fringe. My arms drill, I will apologise for that now, but my dad is an ex-Royal Marine and he said it's okay, so we shall see. Hoping that lots of audiences come from the tattoo and maybe they can give me some top tips and I can get better at arms drill. So for me, this is all very new. The first time I ever came to the Fringe was last year as an audience member, because I always thought I can't go to the Fringe until I know I'm taking something, because I'll be really annoyed at myself for not taking anything there yet. So last year, I think I watched 23 one-woman shows in 3 days on a research mission, like covert operation, and it was so inspiring and informative, and through the last 18 months I've been watching as many solo performers as I can and been inspired by the likes of Charlotte Josephine, Cush Jumbo and Bryony Kimmings, absolutely loving all of their work. So yeah, I'm kind of honoured to be following the journey at this very early stage as a debut writer performer and being in this hub of excellence and being surrounded in good company by lovely, lovely people like Izzy Tennyson, who is in the dressing room at the same time as me before we go on and doing some high fives and supporting each other, Camilla Whitehall and Where Do the Little Birds Go team. So many lovely people and positivity here at the Fringe, which I'm really humbled by, but also surprised, because when I arrived on Monday, I felt like the new girl at school. You know, my director has been here before and very experienced on the Fringe. My assistant director is. And it's all very new. So we're all kind of staying in this flat and doing insanity workouts in the morning and eating about a dozen eggs a day. It's like, yes, let's get built up for this. The first couple of days, just getting my bearings was like the biggest thing. I mean, I used to navigate aircraft, but finding my way to the underbelly or the Pleasance or, you know, all these different venues, it's a challenge for an aircraft aerospace systems operator, and my radar skills and navigation skills have gone out the window, I realise now. Flying has been so fun in terms of a warm-up, because I just have to smile the whole time and I get face ache. It actually helps before going on the show. So that's where I am, really. I've been sort of waking up on the hour, every hour, most nights, kind of checking myself, making sure I'm still here and it's all real. And checking in with myself. It's a whole new experience and it's feeling like I'm living the dream, really, because this is exactly what it's all about when you're making work with a fantastic team and you're here in one of the world's largest penguin capitals, one of the world's largest arts festival, and seeing so many like-minded people. It's like a massive brother and sisterhood. It's really, really great. My final thought, piece of text from the show from a character called Cheryl Baker, who I met when I was a new recruit, and she was a big Trekkie fan, and she says, "Kapla," which literally means, in Klingon, success for your forthcoming battle.
And Rebecca's show, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, is on at the Underbelly at 4:30 p.m. Thank you for listening. Go to axionmagazine.com for more reviews, interviews and opinions, and follow @theatremagazine on Twitter.